WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Wake Up Winning. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and you know the drill. We're here to kickstart your day with some serious mindset magic, right? Today's topic is something that trips up even the most ambitious folks out there. Setting clear goals and actually making them happen. Ever felt like you're just drifting through life, reacting instead of proactively shaping it? You know that feeling when you want to achieve something big, but you get stuck in a rut? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. We all have dreams and aspirations. The problem isn't having them, it's figuring out how to turn those dreams into tangible realities. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, actionable strategies for setting goals that stick and creating a roadmap for success. Now, I'm not talking about some vague be happier or eat healthier type of goal. We're going deep, folks. We're crafting SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Think of it like this. Your goal is a mountain you want to climb, and SMART helps you create a detailed map with checkpoints along the way. Firstly, specificity is key. Instead of get in shape, which is super broad, aim for something like run a 5-hour race in 3 months. See the difference? You've got a clear target now. Secondly, make it measurable. How will you track your progress? Maybe it's logging your runs, keeping a workout journal, or setting milestones for weight loss. Data helps keep you accountable and motivated. Next up is achievability. Don't set yourself up for failure with an impossible goal right off the bat. Start small, build momentum, and gradually increase the challenge. Think of it like learning to play an instrument you wouldn't expect to be shredding guitar solos on day one, would you? You start with basic chords and scales, practicing consistently until you reach the virtuoso level. Now, let's talk relevance. Is this goal truly important to you? Does it align with your values and aspirations? If not, why are you chasing it? Remember, life is too short to spend time on goals that don't resonate with who you are at your core. Finally, set a time-bound deadline. This adds urgency and keeps you focused. A good rule of thumb is to break down larger goals into smaller milestones with specific deadlines for each one. Imagine it like building a house. You wouldn't just start laying bricks without a plan, would you? You'd have blueprints, timelines, and checkpoints to ensure the project stays on track. Ever felt like you were juggling too much at once? Let's say you're trying to lose weight, learn a new language, and write a book that's a lot for one person. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and end up accomplishing nothing. That's where prioritizing comes in. Think about your goals. Which ones are the most important to you right now? Which ones will have the biggest positive impact on your life? Start with those and let the others simmer for a bit. You can always come back to them later when you've got more bandwidth. So, you've set your SMART goals, you're prioritizing like a boss, but how do you actually make them happen? It all comes down to taking consistent action, one step at a time. Remember that feeling when you finally finished a challenging puzzle? You probably felt a surge of accomplishment, right? That's the power of consistency, breaking down your big goals into smaller, manageable tasks and celebrating each milestone along the way. It keeps you motivated and prevents those "I can't believe I have to do all this" moments from derailing your progress. Remember, even small steps forward add up over time. So be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Think about it like this. You're training for a marathon. Do you expect to run 26 miles on day one? No way. You start with short runs, gradually increasing the distance and intensity over time. Your goals are similar. They require consistent effort, patience, and the willingness to adapt along the way. So, what's your next step? Which goal are you going to tackle first? What's one small action you can take today to move closer to your dream? Remember, every journey starts with a single step. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little goal-setting motivation. And let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway was. I love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, keep winning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.